My family has a curse in middle age that's uniquely ours. We get fat, really fat, grossly fat, Brando fat. And I don't know if Terry will want me after that. But if we have children together, I won't have to look good in leather. He'll care for me whether or not I'm hot. 'Cause if you put me on the spot, if I don't hold on to my fellow, he'll leave when my abs turn to jello. And I wouldn't blame Terry if he did. That's the real reason that I want the kid.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 394 of the BFO for Friday, the 7th of August, 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty is happier than a pig in shit. Okay, well, maybe not in shit, but happier than a pig anyway. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, it has come to an end. The fucking 10-hour days are over. And y'all, after work today, there was a complimentary beverage that was enjoyed by members of the staff. We just thought we needed to have a little celebration afterwards, so we did that. And, it was just fabulous, y'all. Just fabulous. And it's over now. And I can assure you, if they ask Big Fatty his opinion, he's going to give them the big finger. Now, y'all, the opening of today's show was a little different. Big Fatty, you surprised us. We thought we had downloaded Archer because you were playing music at the beginning. Well, no. Because, y'all, this song, I want to tell you about... Well, there's a whole story here. Oh, Big Fatty, get to the point. Well, y'all, here's the thing. On that John Michael Hawes show, a while back, Rob Nelson Lindley Magoo, who is the chairman of the board of the Rob Nelson Lindley Podcasting Network, of which the BFO is a proud member of, he had recommended, and John Michael Hawes had recommended this as well, but there was a podcast called the Jeff Blumenkrantz Songbook, and that's Blumenkrantz, as Arthur would say. And Jeff Blumenkrantz is a Broadway music composer, I guess. I don't know exactly the right term, but y'all, if you like Broadway music, and I'm not necessarily saying show tunes. Oh, Big Fatty. You know, it doesn't have to be over the top. Think the Fantastics or the Fantastics, as Big Fatty likes to call it. Try to remember that kind of September when life was slow and oh so mellow. Anyway, he did a podcast, and he did about 25 episodes, and every once in a while, a new one will pop up. But, then there was another podcast that he did, and it was called the BMI, what is it called? It's called the BMI Song, is it the BMI Songbook? Big Fatty, look at it in your iTunes, the BMI Workshop. That's what it is, BMI Workshop. And he interviews different Broadway singers or composers or, lyricists and things like that. And they're only about 20 or 25 minutes. And I heard Scotty, the little Aussie, Hussie, Butler, say, oh, I need a new podcast to listen to. So Scotty sort of got me thinking about this. And y'all, I mean, there hasn't been anything recent in a while, but these are two pretty good podcasts. If you just want something a little uplifting, that they run about 20 to 25 minutes, and there's just some really interesting stuff on there. And y'all, this one song called "The Kid" was on one of the BMI Workshop podcasts, and I'd never heard this before, but. The beginning of today's show was a little snippet of it, and I'm going to play the whole thing for you because as I listen to this, and I really kind of fallen in love with this song, and it's just, it's interesting because it's kind of, It's about a gay couple, and they are one of the partners is thinking of adopting. You know, he wants to adopt a child, and it talks about why they want to adopt this child and everything like that. And it's just this one character singing, but y'all, it has made me think of several different podcasters. Different parts of it make me think of several different podcasters. And I'm not going to tell you who they are or which parts remind me of different podcasters, but I am going to play the whole song for you, and it's about 3 minutes long. So, Brad Prady, we'd love a little sing-along, but we don't know the words. Well, y'all, listen to this a couple of times, and you, I will bet, well, if you enjoy this, I think that you will learn the words, because Brad Prady enjoys it, and I've kind of picked up on a lot of the words. So, enjoy this little... sing-along called "The Kid" from the BMI Workshop podcast.
You might think we should plan on staying hot for as long as possible. Keep dancing, doing drugs, and having all kinds of sex in bars. Get a lift, get a tuck. Till our eyes meet our ears and there's no one left to fuck. But then when we're dead and deflated, so toxic we can't be cremated, we'll cry by the coffin and close the lid. That's the reason I want the kid. Conversely, we could put it off and travel to other continents. Take pictures of each other in oases and rug bazaars. See the world tour by tour and pick up rare diseases for which there is no cure. But then when our travels are ended, so far from the tribes we befriended, who'll care that we once saw a giant squid? That's the reason I want the kid. A girl or boy who'll learn and grow, a source of joy, at least till age 13 or so. You might think, why be parents when we could buy a house to renovate? Haunt auctions in a quest to find Edwardian samovars, Chinese lamps, Spanish knives. Architectural Digest will validate our lives. But then on our graves, the inscriptions will read that we died like Egyptians, entombed in our postmodern pyramid. That's the reason I want the kid. A kid to base our world upon, a fresh new face to lay all our neuroses on. The truth is something Terry doesn't know, and I won't reveal to him. My family has a curse in middle age that's uniquely ours. We get fat, really fat, grossly fat, Brando fat. And I don't know if Terry will want me after that. But if we have children together, I won't have to look good in leather. He'll care for me whether or not I'm hot. 'cause if you put me on the spot, if I don't hold on to my fellow, he'll leave when my abs turn to jello. And I wouldn't blame Terry if he did. That's the real reason that I want the kid.
Y'all, isn't that just fabulous? Big Fatty just loves that song.
This just into the Big Fatty online news desk from the Daniel Beaver Audio Nazi Studio. Plug in your fucking snowflake mic.
Hope you enjoyed that as much as Big Fatty did. And so, anyway. And y'all, it came to Big Fatty's attention. Oh! You know, I've been suggesting to all of you for quite some time now that perhaps you might want to send Miss West some cashews, because Sunday's her birthday. And, y'all, I just realized that I had not even sent Miss West a card. So, anyway, happy birthday, Miss West, and perhaps... Oh, happy birthday, Miss West. And, y'all, I just feel like a big, fat big buddy. And so I'm going to play some voice letters.
Oh, you big, fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty. I'm listening to one of your podcasts, I think from this morning or from yesterday, and I have a question. So this is a question for Big Fatty. Is there anything that doesn't make you want to touch yourself inappropriately? That's my question. All right, this is Kathy, and I just want to tell you happy birthday, too, since I'd probably forget about it after today. And can you tell Wes happy birthday, too? Because I'm just out sending birthday wishes. And anyone else who has a birthday in August that I don't know about. And while I'm sending out well wishes and birthday wishes to people, can I just say hi to Nessa? Okay. And thanks to Daniel Brewer and Larry Vader for having me on the call-in the other day. All right. I think that's all. Hi, Ann and Alden. And bye, QCast. Okay, I'm done. Goodbye.
Good Lord, Miss Kathy. Now, y'all, I'm sure that some of you are going, oh, Big Freddy, that should have been an Ask Big Freddy. Well, yeah, technically, I suppose. But, y'all, it just went on and on and on and on. I mean, good Lord. I mean, and obviously, Big Freddy has become an answering service. You know, I'll just call into Big Freddy and have him relay some messages to some people. So, anyway, I made a list. Y'all, I had to make a list. I couldn't fucking remember all of that. I mean, So, y'all, first of all, the first thing Miss Kathy brought up was, is there anything that would make Big Fatty not want to touch himself inappropriately? And, y'all, this was the question. But, y'all, I'm going to just tell you something. It should be quite obvious what the answer to that is.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Enough said, y'all. Oh, Lord. Now, y'all, she also... next on Miss Kathy's list of things for Big Freddy. Oh, Big Freddy, it's a honeydew list. Big Freddy, could you make sure that you wish Miss West a happy birthday and anybody else who has a birthday in August that you know about? And anybody who has a birthday in August. And by the way, I won't remember it's your birthday on Monday, but I'll mention it now because I have the CRS. Well, Miss Wes, Miss Kathy says happy birthday on Sunday. The other people that I know that are having the birthdays here in August, Straight Bob, y'all, I did not realize this till the other day, but my straight boyfriend has a birthday in August, so he's a Leo also. He's a Leo also, y'all. And, you know, who knew? Who knew? I didn't know, but he won't tell me when it is. Oh! And y'all, then DQ Rec on the 16th, a week from Sunday, that dairy fairy's going to be making his own ice cream cake, birthday cake, as he's driving around in his new car. So, anyway, there you have it. Now, let's see, what was the next thing she asked me about? Hi, welcome to Stars and Totten. I'm your host, Derek. And this is NASA. Happy birthday to Miss Wes and Jack the Ripper and Adolf Hitler. And a special shout out to our favorite listener, Miss Kathy Bacon. Oh, she's our favorite listener. Oh, yeah. All right, so Nessa, youngest daughter, please, for the love of God, give Miss Kathy a shout out. All right. Now the next person that I'm supposed to give a message to is that Daniel Beaver. And y'all, I don't know if you heard the Daniel Beaver show this week, but they've got a brand new national sponsor.
Beaver. USA in your Chevrolet, America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA, America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road along a levee, performance is sweeter, nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy, so make a date.
Sleek, stylish, and sexy. Be the envy of all of your friends when you show up in your new 2009 Chevrolet Red. Find out more at Chevrolet.com/red.
/ parentheses R, close parentheses ED, red.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. The Rockies way out west are calling you. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA, where fields of golden wheat pass in review. Whether traveling lighter with a load that's heavy, performance is sweeter, nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a date today to see the USA and see it.
And of course, y'all, that is the one and only Miss Anne McHugh, the Naughty Bed Monkey, singing the See the USA in Your Chevrolet Red commercial there. And Daniel Beaver, Miss Kathy Bacon thanks you for letting her call into your show. Oh, that's odd. And she also says hi Anne, hi Alden. And then she also had some request in there about Big Fatty saying hi to the QCast. But, you know, Miss Kathy, they quit. They've gone out in the woods. They're doing something out there now. I'm not quite sure what it is, though.
Cunt hunt.
And goes, excuse me?
Cunt hunt.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I have a hearing problem. Can you speak up a little bit?
Hunt. Hunt.
Happy birthday, Miss Wells! Ooh!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.